Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mist ending early, then cloudy, a low of 33. The U.S. Conference of Mayors is meeting in Washington, D.C. this week, and Racine Mayor John Dickert says the mood of the gathering is one of cautious optimism as the new Trump administration takes office on Friday. Dickert says much of the conversation so far has been on infrastructure financing and the future of the Affordable Care Act. He says the biggest problem facing the municipal leaders is they just don't know what to expect, but they'll have to make the best of what comes in the future.
But we just don't know right now. I mean, nobody's getting much information on anything. So as mayors, we're pragmatic. We have to work with who's ever here, and we have to make the best of that, and that's what we're going to do. But we haven't been hearing a lot of details on what are the plans, so we're hoping that we're going to get good details, good conversation, and be part of the solution.
The mayor says his focus for the rest of the meeting will be on issues related to water and immigration. 310 mayors from across the country are attending the winter meeting, the largest group ever. The Caledonia Village Board approved an ordinance naming trustee Kevin Wongar to serve as the acting village president, while Bob Bradley is gone for a little more than a month on vacation. Administrator Tom Christensen explained it's good policy to have something on the books.
We believe that for the sake of propriety, we should have a resolution to cover that absence. It was a known absence, and to avoid any conflicts down the road when somebody asked why Kevin signed when he wasn't president. So we have the documentation backing that up and full board approval recognizing Kevin's authority in the absence of President Bradley.
Bradley says his vacation will start around the end of the month. Wongar says this mainly covers the legal authority to sign documents since he's run meetings in the past for Bradley. The Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee is supporting a conditional use permit for the Priests of the Sacred Heart to turn an existing home they're buying at 8409 Three Mile Road in Raymond into a residence for priests to be, though an issue has to be worked out regarding sanitary sewer capacity. Deacon David Nagel said this would be a site for seclusion and preparation by the individual seeking to join the order and not for large gatherings.
It would be seven people living there, and possibly a worker, like a cook or a housekeeper would be there during the day. But there would be seven bedrooms, and there would only be seven people, one person per bedroom.
The committee's recommendation goes to the full county board for final approval. Site plans include turning a carport area into a chapel. The Racine Police Department is looking for a missing 15-year-old girl, Maricela Cheras, who was reported missing on Monday. The girl is described as 5'4", 175 pounds, with dark brown eyes and honey brown hair. She was last seen wearing brown and gray sweatpants, a black and white shirt, and a gray jacket. Anyone with information is urged to call the Racine Police Department at 886-2300. A Trevor man who drove through emergency vehicles putting out a fire on I-94 in Racine County last Sunday is facing charges including operating while intoxicated, fourth offense. According to court documents, Racine County Sheriff's deputies and the State Patrol had blocked the highway while emergency crews dealt with the vehicle fire. But a car bypassed them, driving up the ramp to the truck scale. A deputy followed the car, which didn't stop, and took the on-ramp back onto the interstate. According to the deputy, he saw fire personnel looking in amazement as the vehicle continued through the scene. The driver finally stopped a short distance away. 29-year-old Sky Pace has also been charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety and bail jumping. He was charged with third offense OWI in Kenosha County last February, a case that's still pending. Plan accordingly Wednesday morning between 9 and 11 a.m. for closure of Racine's State Street Lift Bridge downtown for some maintenance. The city's Department of Public Works says it's needed on the tip block for the west span, and that requires the bridge be closed to traffic. The scheduled two-hour period could be shorter, depending on the amount of maintenance involved. The usual temporary detour involving Dodge and Erie streets will be posted, but travel delays could result tomorrow morning between 9 and 11 a.m. for work on Racine's State Street Bridge. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.